right, welcome to the show, my musical guest, Jameson Elder. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the program.
Absolutely.
Your Sundance glory moment has come and gone, huh?
It has. It's been a good one.
All right. How did it go? Where did you play?
It was good. We played a bunch of shows over the Spur and then played the indie, what were they calling it? The Celebrity Gifting Lounge the other day. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Not certain I would know where the Celebrity Gifting Lounge
really
is.
I don't know either. It's down that way somewhere.
Do they give you a celebrity?
No, I think that's where they go and give the celebrities all the swag so that they can wear over the course of the week. So,
you were sitting there playing your heart out and everybody was ignoring you.
Exactly,
huh?
Exactly. But hey, that happens sometimes.
I would imagine. All right, let me take a quick phone call in case we have a traffic update. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Randy, it's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Traffic in Kearns is backed up all the way to the from Holiday Village movie theaters all the way to the high school.
Yeah, it's slow. That whole stretch for
the
remainder
stretch
of the evening is going to be very slow, but it's moving, right?
Crawling.
Inching, yeah.
Inching.
All right, thank you.
So, all right, bye-bye.
All right. And so, Jameson, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am originally from Atlanta. Been in Nashville for about the last 7 years, just doing the music thing.
Mm-hmm.
Singer-songwriter.
You're a Nashville cat, huh?
I guess so, yeah. Been playing, doing some touring and a lot of songwriting up there. And yeah, came out here. First time at Sundance. First time in Utah. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
You're in and out on the first day of Sundance.
I am. Well, I've been here. We got here on Tuesday, so we did a few pre.
Doesn't count till today.
That's fair enough.
Here.
I got tomorrow off, so
nobody
I'll be wandering around.
All right. Well, let's hear a Jameson Elder song. Singer songwriter out of Nashville now. My guest. You could have heard him, but you missed him. And so maybe you can check him out on his website. Which I mean, your name is unusual. So
it is.
It wasn't taken by
it was
any
not
other.
Yeah, JamesonElder.com is the best place.
All right, let's hear it.
Awesome. This song's called Your Time is Coming Soon. I swear this house is haunted. Feel it rising up in my bones. The fever's burning hot. I hear the sound of my own ghost. From the prison of my nightmares, they've escaped my ball and chain. They stare at me with my own eyes, and I can't hold their gaze. They say, whoa, your time is coming. They sing, whoa, your time is coming soon. It's coming soon. I saw a man who looked just like me by the bridge at the riverbed, with my same face but a wild smile. Put these words into my head. What doesn't kill you only makes you wonder how you're still alive. When you're in the company of all these ghosts every single night, they sing, whoa, your time is coming soon. They sing, whoa, your time is coming soon. It's coming soon. I felt the sweet hand of mercy like I never had before. The sun shone from a long blonde hair, an angel at my door. With a gentle whisper, she sang sweet words of grace. Till you embrace the truth, boy, how you're never gonna change. And she sang, whoa. was coming to. She said, whoa, your time is coming to. She said, whoa, your time is coming to. She said, whoa, your time is coming to. It's coming soon.
The only singer-songwriter in Park City named after Irish whiskey, Jameson Elder. Is that where you get your name?
It is not. But I know. Heard it.
Just
many
making
times.
That up. Yeah.
Hey, it works.
If you order a Jameson on this show, this is what you get. And your performances so far at Sundance, I mean, the hope is you're going to come here and somebody, a big producer, is going to walk by and say, "You're the man to write all the music for my next blockbuster
film."
Right?
Yeah.
So, what's the plan? How do you do that? I mean, you're vying for attention like everybody.
You know, that's a really good question. Because I mean, I guess if you're in entertainment, the name of Sundance is you show up and you bring all your business cards and you pass them out to as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for me, the best way is just if they hear it. You know, that's my goal, is just to make sure that the shows are as good as possible and that I compel or, you know, kind of show what I do as well as possible. And you know, there's my music will work with some people and it won't work with others, you know, and it's about finding the people who latch on to what you're doing and kind of what you're doing matches up with what they're trying to accomplish as well. So
do you have that type of opportunity also in Nashville? I mean, are there places, showcases that you have a shot at people showing up that can further your career?
Yeah, I think in Nashville it's that can happen at shows a lot. That also happens with songwriting. Nashville's a big songwriting town, and
right.
One of the ways you get to know a lot of people is you get down in a room with somebody you've never met before and try to write a song, and mm-hmm. sometimes that works out real well, and sometimes it doesn't. And that tends to be, at least in my experience, the best way to kind of find the people who you're gonna work with and who you know, are kind of on the same page that you are and are headed the same direction. So
I mean, you're good and you have a lot of tracks, right? I mean, you could go the route of you'll just write songs for others to sing, which sounds like what you're hoping to do, but
kind of.
But you're also, I'm sure, hoping that you can play your own music, people enjoy it.
Yeah, at this point, either of those would be great. I love singing my own songs. There's an art to writing for other people that I'm trying to figure out how to do that. My preference is that I sing them and you know, make my living doing that, but if it ends up being that somebody else picks it up and it does really well, hey, that, you know, that lets me further be able to do what I want to do.
We're going to have one more song from Jameson Elder for you on this show. If you are a big Hollywood producer listening, come on by right now and he'll give you a card. Or check it out at jamesonelder.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW is provided by Alpenfit, Climbing CrossFit Yoga, Next to Rite Aid, AlpenFitPC.com. Visit Historic Park City and experience the main attraction, HistoricParkCityUtah.com. Park City Gynecology, Women's Healthcare, Age Management, ParkCityGynecology.com, 435-214-5335. And Uinta Brewing, Uinta Brewing's Compass Bottle offering direction in the beer aisle. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
This is Janine Troilo with the Deer Valley Grocery Cafe, and we are pleased to support KPCW. We offer breakfast, lunch, early supper, a variety of grocery items, retail gifts, as well as takeaway and frozen entrees. Open daily, year-round, in the Deer Valley Plaza building, 615-2400 or at deervalley.com.
Hi, this is Annika Simos from the Minor Detail Show on Saturdays from 7 to 8 p.m., bringing you the latest local news, updates on high school sports, and new music. A big thanks to Vail Resorts, Elliott Work Group, Richvine Realtor, and the UPS Store for supporting the Minor Detail Show and giving Park City High School students an opportunity to participate in the community.
All right, my friends, coming up at 6 o'clock, NPR News, local news, and we also have the Sundance Wrap coming your way. Stay tuned for all that. Plus, next, right after this, another tune from Jamison Elder.
I'm Mike Kinsinger, branch manager of U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is pleased to offer continued support for our community radio. U.S. Bank is located right on the corner of Park Avenue and Deer Valley Drive. Our staff is available for your consumer and commercial banking needs, including both mortgages and investments. We're online at usbank.com. Our local number is 647-3726.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts with Park City Medical Center, a not-for-profit community hospital and proud supporter of KPCW. I've told you about Park City Medical Center being a great place to work, but it's also a great place to volunteer. If you're looking to make a difference in your community, consider volunteering at the hospital. We are looking for people who can volunteer in three-hour shifts, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Our volunteers take meals to patients, deliver flowers and gifts, help with projects and special events, and truly make a difference in the healing process and in our patients' lives. If you'd like to become a hospital volunteer, visit parkcitymedicalcenter.org to apply.
All right, Park City Television, tomorrow morning we'll be hosting Jamison Elder, right?
That was actually, I don't know, why is that here?
Yeah, I think you are on tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Mountain Morning Show tomorrow on PCTV. Yeah. All right, Jamison Elder, one last time. Take it. Sell them. Sing it.
Fine Wine. Thanks for listening.
When I get off this stage, there's a girl back home I'm gonna call and hope she's still awake. With all these faces I've never seen, I wanna hear a voice I know from my heart that never changes, that found its way to me. She's a fine wine, the purest kind, the kind you taste once in your life. Well, she grew up strong and she grew up right, and I'd be a fool to watch her leave. So hold on, boy, you're playing for keeps. And oh, if I go down this road alone, I'll never know the love that I seek. But when she takes my hand, I start to understand that her love is all I'll ever need. She will always